All right, so are you ready to dive in? Because today we are looking at Lotte Chemical Pakistan Limited,
LCPL.
LCPL, yeah, and how they approach this whole world of health, safety, environment, and security.
HSEMS.
HSENS, thank you very much. Yeah, so you wanted to know how a big chemical company tackles these really important issues, and we have their official HSENS procedure right here, ready to go through.
It's pretty rare to get a look behind the scenes. Like this document's like a blueprint for how they put their policies into practice.
Yeah, it really is. And one thing that really jumps out is just how detailed and structured it all is. It's not just some vague kind of like mission statement. It's a whole system with like responsibilities and procedures.
And it seems like they really want to build this culture of accountability from the top down. So they specifically say that line management has prime responsibility for achieving HSENS standards. It's even a key performance indicator for them.
That's a huge statement. It's not just like, we have a safety department over there. They're really making it part of how managers are judged.
Absolutely. And it makes sense when you think about what they do, dealing with all these potentially dangerous materials. They got to be proactive.
And speaking of hazardous materials, they have some pretty interesting roles listed here, like a site toxicologist. Now, you don't see that every day.
Not every day. What does a site toxicologist actually do?
Yeah, what is that?
So a site toxicologist is an expert on all the risks that come with the chemicals they use at LCPL, and they know how those chemicals might impact human health or the environment. They advise on safe handling and emergency response, like if there's a spill or a leak.
So they're not just like waiting for something bad to happen. They're trying to prevent it.
Exactly, trying to prevent it in the first place.
Okay.
And they've got more than just the site toxicologist. There's an occupational health physician too,
Right.
someone who focuses on the health of the employees specifically,
Got it.
and a product steward who looks at the safety and environmental impact of their products.
So a whole team.
A whole team of experts
Yeah.
devoted to different parts of HSENS.
It really shows how complex this all is
It is
in a
complex.
chemical company.
Yeah, it's not just hard hats and goggles.
Right.
It's about understanding the risks and controlling them at
Okay.
every step.
And it's not just the big picture either. They give specific instructions for individual employees.
Yes, they do. They call them non-management staff.
Okay.
And they emphasize that everyone's responsible for following procedures, reporting anything unusual, even monitoring themselves for things like pandemic disease symptoms.
They even have a line in there about using mobile phones while driving, which isn't directly related to the plant, but it shows they care about their employees' safety even outside work.
That's interesting. They're thinking about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
They also have a very clear rule against substance abuse,
Yeah.
which again shows their commitment to a safe workplace.
Yeah, they're trying to make safety everyone's job.
From the CEO down to the newest employee.
Now, they keep mentioning these site HSENS procedures. What are those exactly?
It sounds like those are more detailed operational handbooks.
Okay.
They get into the nitty-gritty of specific tasks and scenarios.
Got it.
Like they might have a procedure for handling a specific chemical or responding to a fire alarm or even conducting a safety inspection.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all policy. They tailor it to different parts of their operation. And to make sure everyone knows what to do, they make these procedures easy to find and provide training.
It says that all employees have access to copies of the HSENS policy and that new hires get training on it as part of their induction.
So they're really trying to make it part of the company culture,
It seems that way.
not just something they put on a shelf and forget about.
Now, I'm curious about how they actually put these procedures into action.
Yeah.
They mention a dedicated HSENS committee. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. What do we know about that?
It seems like this committee's job is to oversee the whole HSENS system.
Yeah, okay.
They're probably involved in reviewing procedures, doing audits, investigating incidents.
So having that dedicated group helps make sure the policies are actually followed.
And speaking of enforcing policies, they have a system for auditing their operations too.
Okay, we'll get into that later, but it sounds like they do different kinds of audits to make sure they're meeting their own standards and any external regulations. So they've got the policies, the training, the
It's
oversight.
a pretty thorough system.
It really is.
They've put a lot of thought and effort into this.
Yeah, but one thing that stands out to me is that they really emphasize continuous improvement. They talk about creating these HSENS improvement plans based on what they find in audits.
Right.
And any other areas where they see room for growth.
That's important. It's not just about checking boxes. They're actively trying to get better all the time.
Yeah, like they're never satisfied.
So, exactly.
They can always do more. Yeah.
And that's key for a strong HSCNS culture.
Okay, now before we move on, there's one detail that really caught my eye.
Okay.
The document says that LCPL is an asbestos-free site.
Yeah.
Why is that a big deal?
Well, it's a strong statement, especially for a company that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Asbestos was used a lot in industry in the past, but now we know it's really dangerous.
Right.
So by saying they're asbestos-free, they're showing they're committed to protecting their employees and the environment.
So it's not just about meeting today's standard.
No.
It's about addressing past issues and preventing future problems.
Exactly. And it ties into their broader commitment to sustainability, which we'll talk more about later.
This is already so interesting. There's so much more to uncover. Okay, so we've been looking at how Lotte Chemical Pakistan Limited, LCPL, coaches HSENS. And it's clear they've got a pretty good system on paper.
Right.
Having a policy is one thing. Actually putting it into practice is something else entirely.
Absolutely. You can't prevent accidents or protect the environment just by having a stack of documents.
Right.
It's all about how those ideas are actually used every day.
So let's talk about how LCPL translates their policies into action. They mentioned these site HSCNS procedures. Are those the key?
Those procedures are like the instruction manuals.
Okay.
They tell you exactly what to do for specific tasks and situations.
Makes sense. I mean, a chemical plant has so many different processes going on.
Right.
Each with its own risks. So a one-size-fits-all approach wouldn't work.
Exactly. And the document makes it clear that these procedures are mandatory.
No.
They're not just suggestions.
Right. They're the rules.
Yes. The rules of the game when it comes to safety.
So how do they make sure everyone's following those rules? They talk a lot about training.
Training is super important.
Yeah.
You can have the most detailed procedures in the world, but if people don't understand them, they're useless.
So it's not just a matter of like, you know, here's the manual, read it.
No, not right. LCPL has a very structured approach to training. Managers have to figure out what their teams need.
Right.
And there's a whole system for planning and documenting everything.
It's pretty impressive. It shows they're taking it seriously.
Definitely. They're investing in building a culture of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just initial training either. They have a specific HSE induction program for new employees and contractors.
Okay.
So everyone's on the same page from day one.
That's smart. Contractors are often forgotten in these systems.
I know, right?
Even though they face the same risks.
Exactly. Now, even with procedures and training, you still need a way to make sure it's all working.
And that's where auditing comes in.
That's right. Auditing is like a checkup for the whole system. But it's more than just checking if people are wearing their goggles.
Yeah. What else is involved?
LCPL does different types of audits, operational specialist management.
Wow.
These audits help them see if their practices are actually preventing incidents and protecting the environment.
So they're looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
Trying to find any weaknesses.
Exactly. They're not just looking for compliance. They're looking for ways to improve.
So what happens when an audit finds a problem? Do they just ignore it?
No, they have a system for creating HSCNS improvement plans.
Okay.
Based on the audit findings or any other problems they find.
It's a continuous process.
Yes. They're constantly gathering data, analyzing it, and making changes.
That's great. They're not just satisfied with the status quo.
Exactly. This focus on continuous improvement is really important for a good HSCNS system.
It's like they're always striving to be better.
Exactly. And that attitude is crucial for creating a real safety culture. But even the best system won't work if people aren't on board.
Right. You need buy-in from everyone.
Yes. So how does LCPL get their employees involved in all of this?
That's a good question. You can have all the rules in the world, but if people feel like they're being forced to follow them,
right,
they're not going to be happy about it.
LCPL seems to understand that. They emphasize communication and consultation. They want to keep employees informed, not just through top-down directives, but through lots of different channels.
So everyone's in the loop.
Exactly. And they realize that the people doing the work often have the best ideas about hazards and solutions.
So they're empowering employees to participate.
Yes. They want them to be active participants, not just passive followers.
Okay.
They even say that employees should be involved in HSE issues whenever possible.
So they actually value employee input.
It seems that way. They believe that working together is better than just giving orders.
Now, even with the best systems, accidents can still happen.
True.
What does LCPL do when things go wrong? How do they handle incidents and investigations?
That's a critical part of any HSCNS system. LCPL has a process for reporting what they call learning events.
Learning events.
Yeah, things like injuries, near misses, occupational diseases, even environmental incidents.
So they're not just focusing on major accidents.
No, they're looking at anything that could cause harm or impact the environment.
And they don't just file those reports away.
No, they use them to learn and improve. They investigate to understand why things happened,
Okay.
and then they take steps to prevent it from happening again.
So it's not about blaming people.
No, it's about understanding what went wrong and making changes.
And they don't just make the changes and forget about it.
Right, they monitor the effectiveness of those changes
Okay.
to make sure things are actually getting better.
It's a constant feedback loop.
Exactly. They're always learning and adapting, trying to make things safer and more sustainable.
So LCPL's approach isn't static.
No, it's dynamic.
It's always evolving.
Exactly, based on data feedback and a commitment to improvement.
Now, we've talked a lot about procedures and systems, but what about the physical environment? LCPL works with some dangerous stuff.
They do.
How do they manage those risks?
They have specific protocols for handling hazardous substances from the moment they arrive on site
Okay.
to storage and disposal, and they're proactive about it. They gather and evaluate hazard data for all substances before they even allow them on site.
So they're doing their research?
Yes, they're not waiting for problems to arise.
And remember how they said they're an asbestos-free site?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good example of them taking steps to eliminate a known hazard.
It shows they're committed to protecting their employees, even from past risks.
So they're not just reacting to
Ah,
problems, they're
bruh.
building a culture of safety and responsibility from the ground up.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another important part of LCPL's approach, their focus on sustainability.
Okay.
It's not just about protecting people inside the company, it's about being a good neighbor
Right.
and minimizing their impact on the community and the environment.
So how do they actually do that?
They have a whole section in their document about environmental management.
Okay.
They talk about minimizing waste, reducing emissions, conserving water, even working with local communities.
It's impressive how they're integrating sustainability into everything they do.
And they're serious about it. They mention complying with all the environmental laws and regulations.
So they're not just trying to look good.
No, they're taking real steps to reduce their impact.
They want to be sustainable for the long term.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach to HSE&S.
Yeah, it goes beyond just checking boxes.
Yes, they're trying to create a culture where safety, environmental responsibility, and community engagement are all core values.
It's a really impressive system.
It is.
But I'm curious, how does this compare to what other industries are doing?
That's a great question, and that's what we'll explore next.
Okay.
This deep dive has shown us how one company approaches HSE&S, but it raises a bigger question. How do other organizations, especially those in very different fields, handle these same challenges?
We spent this deep dive really getting into how Lati Chemical Pakistan Limited, or LCPL, approaches HSE&S, and it's impressive. But you brought up a good point last time, like how does this compare to other industries? Because obviously keeping people in the environment safe isn't just a chemical plant thing.
Yeah, every business has to think about HSE&S in some way.
Right.
But the types of risks and the solutions can be completely different depending on the work environment.
So, okay, let's imagine for a second that we leave the chemical plant and we walk into, like, I don't know, a tech startup.
Okay.
What kinds of HSE&S challenges would they have?
Well, instead of chemicals, they might be worried about things like data breaches, or ergonomics at their workstations,
Right.
or even the mental health impacts of working in such a fast-paced environment.
So their version of a hazardous substance could be a piece of code with a vulnerability.
Exactly.
And an emergency response might be dealing with a big data breach.
Right. Their site toxicologist might be a cybersecurity expert,
Okay.
someone who can spot those threats before they become a problem.
It's a totally different world.
It is.
Even though the main idea of protecting people and assets is the same.
Exactly. And what about a construction company?
Okay, yeah.
Their risks are much more physical: falls from heights, equipment malfunctions, bad weather. Their training would probably involve hands-on stuff and drills,
Right.
and their procedures would need to be flexible because construction sites are always changing.
So they'd have to be much more adaptable.
Absolutely. And even
Yeah.
within the same industry, you'll find differences depending on the size of the company, the
Right.
culture, and how much the leadership cares about HSE&S.
So it's like every industry has its own HSENF language and
Yes.
its own best practices.
Exactly. And the cool thing is that different industries can learn from each other.
Okay, how so?
Well, the tech industry, for example, they're really good at data analysis.
Yeah.
That could be used to spot safety trends in other industries.
And the strict safety rules they have in aviation
Right.
could be applied to manufacturing or healthcare.
Exactly.
But
There's so much knowledge out there that we can all share.
so to everyone listening, we've shown you one company's approach. Now think about your own world. What are the HSE and its challenges in your industry and in your workplace? And what can you learn from other sectors? Because at the end of the day, making things safer, healthier, and more sustainable benefits everyone. So until next time, keep diving deep.